Hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning in again today to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Today, I think I'm going to switch it up a little bit. You know, obviously, everybody has good days and everybody has bad days. But how come no one ever wants to talk about the bad days as much as the good days? Haven't you ever heard the saying, you can't have a little good without a little bit of bad mixed in too? There's something I wanted to talk to you guys about. I want to speak on the fact that it's okay to have a bad day. Because I know that I talk a lot about self-love. I talk a lot about being the light in your own life and about being happy. Well, today, I want to shed some light on why no one ever wants to talk about the dark days. The days when you feel like getting out of bed is the hardest task to cover. The days where tears fill the brim of your eyes just waiting for a chance to drop. Or the days where silence feels like peace and finding the strength to open your mouth and carry on a conversation is simply just too hard. Why are people so reluctant to speak about these days? What's wrong with having a bad day? I mean, it doesn't mean that you have a negative mentality. It doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean you can't take care of yourself. It just means it's a bad day. It means you woke up a little sad or with a little cloud over your head. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has days that are harder, darker, or sadder than others. We have gotten to a point where we've almost normalized showing no emotion or always trying to prove that you're on a higher, better, or more successful level than your peers. I mean, what is that about, really? I'm not saying reveal all of your emotions and feelings all at one time. I'm not saying revel in your sadness, but at the very least, let yourself feel it. Open yourself up for the opportunity of really feeling your true, raw emotions. Because pushing them away, choking them back, and ignoring them does nothing beneficial for you. The good and the bad come hand in hand. That's just the way it is. And no, it's not easy. No, it's not always fair. But I've said it before and I say it again. Nothing that's worth fighting for ever comes easy. Sometimes the bad days, they can be really dark. Sometimes the thoughts that come with those bad days, they can be a little scary. Speaking from personal experience, yes, I'm young. And I've had many different conversations with many different kinds of people who have different beliefs about strength and wisdom and ageism and anything regarding that nature. And just because I'm young, just because I'm a woman, just because I haven't been through what everyone else has been through, doesn't mean that my bad days and my struggles and my hardships aren't just as important. You know, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with this autoimmune deficiency, and it's called alopecia. If you don't know what alopecia is, let me explain. Alopecia is an autoimmune deficiency which causes your hair to fall out. And I know many of you don't know me yet, and you obviously don't know what I look like, but I'm a mixed woman, and I have a lot of hair on my head. It's very curly, very thick, just very all over the place. And the weeks following after hearing I had alopecia, they were very dark for me. My hair's kind of always been a staple in my life. I guess you could say I've always been noticed because of my hair, or I guess you could call it one of my best features. I love my hair. I think it's beautiful. I have a very newfound appreciation of the kind of hair that I have, I guess. So being a young woman, in college, finding out that my hair was falling out, that was very hard for me. But, you know, I had an amazing support system. I had incredible people right by my side through my entire journey, from getting my treatments to checking my hair whenever I was freaking out and thought that I found a new spot. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that I have amazing people in my life because they helped make those dark days not so dark anymore. They shed light back into my life by breaking down every single wall I put up. And, you know, sometimes that's just what you need. I know people put up walls because they're scared or anxious, or the unknown is just too much for them to handle because they're safe with their walls. They're safe with the things that they know, the things that they've always done. They usually have a pattern, you know? And so anything that could get in the way of messing up that pattern, we tend to push it out. We tend to shut it down because it's not what we're used to. But why? I mean, think about it. If those people in my life just let me revel in my sadness and just let me disappear from the world the way that I wanted to, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be the person that I am today because in a way they made me stronger. They made me see myself in a new light because yes, I love my hair, but I had gotten to a point where if I didn't have it anymore, I could still be secure in who I am. I wouldn't lose myself. I wouldn't be any less of who I am, any less of a human, any less of a woman, any less of a person, just because my hair was gone. But I guess you could say I'm one of the lucky ones because as of today, I haven't had treatment in a year, I would say, and it feels amazing, you know? Obviously, for those of you who don't know about alopecia, it's very reoccurring. There is not actually a cure for it. While yes, there are treatments, there is no cure for it. So the thought of knowing in the back of my head that at any time I could find another spot, at any time I could wake up and a good chunk of my hair could be gone, at any time I could wake up with no hair left on my body at all, which that is very extreme. But if you know me, I'm kind of an extreme person. I'm a little bit dramatic, you know, I had a little flair. That's kind of just who I am. But, you know, I had to learn to get past that. I had to learn to work through it. I had to beat my dark days, you know? And it was hard, but I did it. But I don't think I think that if I didn't have those dark days, if I didn't have time to just feel everything I was feeling, I would have just bottled it up and it just would have been this kind of pressure cooker, I guess, just waiting to explode, waiting to open up. And I don't want to explode. I don't want to hold anything back anymore. You know, if I feel something, I want to feel it. I want to feel it right then in that moment because I'm meant to. I don't want to push my emotions away. I don't want to choke them down. I don't want to hide them. So while every day isn't going to be a good day, it's okay to have a bad day every once in a while. You just have to find a way to learn from it. Find a way to grow stronger from it. You can handle it. You can do anything you put your mind to. Just don't forget to let yourself feel. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to love. Don't forget to laugh. Don't close yourself off or hold yourself back because of a bad day, or because of a bad feeling, or because of a bad thought. Don't let it eat you up. Don't let it ruin you. There's so much potential there. You have to see it, you have to grab it, and you need to go after it. Thank you for tuning in again. Tuning in again. You know what I meant to say. Thank you for tuning in again. And you guys can hear from me next time. All right. You guys have a great day. This is Talk All Day with Miss Balday.